and welcome to Sustainability is Sexy, the podcast where we talk about all things sustainable, from regenerative agriculture, alternative to single-use plastic, and everything in between. I'm your host, Liz Murphy, and each episode I will talk to leaders in the sustainability space to provide insights, innovation, and inspiration for all of us to create a healthier planet. On today's episode, we have Brianna Wilkerson, the beverage botanist, helping you drink better for your mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to the podcast, Bri.
Thanks, Liz. Good to be here.
Yes, so excited to talk to you. I mean, I know I've talked to you about this in the past, but I feel like so many people have become more conscious about the food that they're putting into their body, trying to eat local, organic, and healthier fuel. But sustainable alcohol is something I personally never really even considered. So let's just hit it right off the bat. What is that all about?
Yeah, I mean, I think just right off the bat, like you said, it's, I think because alcohol, you know, there's some negative connotations wrapped up in there historically. And it is something that gives you a buzz and, you know, maybe makes you hungover and all these other things. So I think just wrapping one's mind around that, you know, being synonymous with like farm to table and wellness lifestyle and sustainability and all these things is just a little bit trickier for people. But all of those tenets all totally apply to alcohol and drinking. And I think, you know, in the most recent years, maybe the last five, especially, the beverage industry is really trying to step up its game and, you know, take a look at the waste and how the whole industry from preparing drinks in the bar and, you know, how the spirits are produced can be more sustainable and just a better quality product. So that's where I come in, is really kind of making that information more accessible to the consumer and helping them figure out how to navigate, you know, the bar menu or, you know, their own home bar or, and those kinds of choices as a consumer, so they can, they're putting better quality ingredients and spirits into their body that are also better for the environment.
Yeah. So what does it look like right now? You know, if we think about the alcohol industry, what kind of, what's happening that makes it not sustainable in the past?
So if you think about just a bunch of drinks getting made at a bar, and this is a general speak, you know, generally speaking, I'm not calling anybody out, but just making a bunch of drinks in a bar. I used to manage bars and, you know, there's just a lot of white ice and water and ingredients, garnishes, just going down the drain, going into the garbage. And all of that produce that's not being composted per se or repurposed back into something is just going to the landfill. So that's nothing new. I mean, we know that's a problem and it's totally exacerbated and exemplified in the beverage industry. And I think also the way that spirits are produced, especially mass production, all the wastewater and, you know, if they're not sustainably grown and they're going all these grains and ingredients that are going into spirits, if it's not done with thoughtfulness to the planet, then there's a major, major impact. I mean, the spirits industry is like multi-billion dollar globally. And so just think about that trickling down. If it's done in a careless way, then yeah, it's detrimental for sure.
Wow. And then before we jump into what the beverage botanist offers, what are you seeing as somebody, as a part of that industry and someone that's, you know, focusing on sustainable beverage consumption? What are you seeing companies or bars even doing?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, techniques to try to figure out how to pair up with what's going on in the kitchen. And so you're limiting waste in that way, or you're repurposing ingredients, you know, taking your spent citrus or, you know, ingredients that you use for one thing to use it for another. You know, recycling, composting, just being a lot more thoughtful about how ingredients are used and also sourced, you know, just as a, you know, as bar managers and restaurants and as the consumer, if you're supporting sustainable businesses that are using practices that are better for the environment and creating their spirits and their products with that mindfulness, then that creates a standard for the industry. And eventually everybody has to hold up to that standard, and we're just going to, you know, create a new bottom line, a new way of thinking about how we drink. the tequila industry and how they're farming their agave and using the fibers to create bricks to build houses. I mean, like if you dive in, it's just it's really fascinating what you can find out, and not, and small labels, new labels too, that, but also large major labels that are really like bringing, environmental controls and sustainable practices into what they're doing. It's kind of becoming like, if you don't do it, then you might, you're not going to be cool. You know, it's going to want to drink your stuff anymore.
What are some brands that our listeners should look out for that they should be supporting?
Some of the bigger brands that I know, like off the top of my head, that are using sustainable practices are Cazadores Tequila is one that I use a lot because it's a really affordable price point, and they're definitely on top of you know what they're doing to produce their tequila sustainably. And a lot of other tequila brands, actually. Tequila particularly is kind of, I think, a standout as a spirit collectively doing things really well in that department. Another one is another big label is Maker's Mark. They have like an environmental consultant educational program like on their staff, and they like teach this, you know, about how they're sourcing the grains and how they're producing their products. So I find it really like amazing and fascinating that some of these bigger labels that you think like they're so corporatized and huge, they like don't care, but there's a lot that really do and actually have, you know, the, not only the clout to like make people kind of take attention and listen, but also the money to put behind research and development and all this kind of stuff. So that's really cool. I think one smaller brand that's actually somewhat local, they're out of LA, they're called Green Bar Distillery, and they make a bunch of amazing spirits and some Amaros too. But they have this one tree planted per bottle type of situation. And, you know, there's, it really doesn't take deep research on Google. You don't have to geek out as hard as I do on it to just kind of get some more awareness about the brands that are really trying to step it up and do things better.
Yeah, that is amazing. What about local San Diego brands? Anyone here?
Oh yeah.
Doing anything?
For sure. Misadventure Vodka is a standout for me there. I started partnering with them a while back. They've been around for, I think, a few years now, but they're just really starting to like get major recognition in all the big places because they're distilling their super smooth vodka from reclaimed baked goods that they get from the local food bank. So instead of these expired baked goods going to the landfill and just kind of sitting there, Misadventure swoops them up and distills them down into a gluten-free vodka. It's just mind-blowing and amazing.
It's mind-blowing. I know. When I first found out about them, it was right after they started, like 3 or 4 years ago. And I just randomly got connected with them when I used to work at a hotel and brought them in for like a tasting for an event that I was having. And I just could not stop geeking out about it because this was like at the beginning of my own sustainability journey before I even knew anything. And I was so blown away.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's that nobody else is doing that. It's really just but it's also a testament to like how progressive and creative, you know, the spirits industry can become. Another big standout that I just discovered that's just coming on the scene. Once things open up, you know, with, you know, COVID getting in check now, I think they're just going to blow up. I was actually just there yesterday. They're called Rebrew Spirits in Barrio Logan. Mm-hmm. And they are taking out of date beer from all of our wonderful local breweries and distilling that into vodka and gin. It's crazy.
Wow.
So instead of that going into the drain, which would be just not only wasteful, but like it needs to be treated and it's a whole thing. It's being reclaimed and turned into a product. So it's just like, well, that's cool.
Heck yes. That is amazing.
And the cool thing about it is both of these liquor brands, both of these companies, not only are they amazingly cool people, Mission Venture are my homies for sure, but the spirits, you don't suffer on the quality. Like the spirits are beautiful. Right. They're so good. So it just goes to show you that you put, you put a little brain power and a little sustainability ethic into it, and you can come up with something, some amazing things that are better for the planet and better for your body.
In this series, we are talking to local sustainable business owners and organizations to highlight tangible resources within our community. Are you a local sustainable business, or do you know someone we should be talking to? Email us at sustainabilityissexythepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's
better
fantastic.
Cocktail, for sure.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Like as far as the, you mentioned at the beginning, something about sort of like the wellness space, which is not often associated with spirits or alcohol consumption. What is it that you're doing to show people that it can be, a part of a wellness?
Yeah, absolutely. So it conceptually, it's the same thinking behind, just a wellness lifestyle and a sustainable, eco-conscious lifestyle in general. And the same, idea behind farm to table. I call it garden to glass. And it's just a lot of it is about sourcing for me. And because we're so lucky to live in San Diego and have this bounty of produce and farms locally here, we're so stoked. But, a lot of places across the country and the world can source locally, and you're cutting down your carbon footprint that way. You're, working back into the local economy and supporting the community. These are all good things, but you want, but it's all about fresh ingredients, organic ingredients. How, if you think about the web of how it filters out, it's like, how is the land being treated? How is it coming out of the land? And what quality product are you putting into your drink? It's the same as what you're putting into your meal. It's going into your body in the same way, just in a liquid form. But we're liquid chefs, mixologists. So we're making things with the same ingredients. So quality shouldn't be sacrificed in the same, in the same way. And I really try to concentrate on spirit brands that are dedicated to really concentrating on that and educating people about local sourcing and quality ingredients. I mean, it's simple concepts, but it makes a huge, huge difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as the beverage botanist, what are you bringing to the community? What is it that you offer?
I offer a variety of services currently. I mean, my big focus, I think, is on educational workshops and, and private small gatherings where you can learn how to actually take these techniques and skills and apply them into your daily life. If you like to socially drink, if you enjoy going out to have cocktails, I offer those kinds of, workshops and then also tours to engage you and your senses and help you understand how you can make these kinds of decisions in your life. It can be really unapproachable. Like the spirits world is kind of a little bit overwhelming for a lot of people in the first place. Even people I think who are active social drinkers and enjoy going out and enjoy craft cocktail. There's a lot of terminology and there's a lot of highbrowness and there's a lot of stuff that can be kind of daunting. And I just want to make the whole world of cocktails in general more approachable, but really help people concentrate on having the tools in their toolkit to be like, I'm here and I could drink this drink that I drank in college, but instead I know how to upgrade and make this other choice. And it's not drastic. It's just going to be so much better. I'm going to feel better. It's going to be better going into my body. It's going to support my community and it's not making a negative impact on the planet.
Yeah, that's amazing. It really is so unique what you're offering, as far as education, which same with me with Santosha. It's number one for me is to educate and provide resources to the community, because we are passionate about the planet. We are passionate about food and beverage. And what better way to combine those than educating other
Absolutely.
People?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way that information sticks. I think it's like if you're doing an activity or experiential learning, like that's really what translates it and cements it into your life, your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so, as the beverage botanist, we provide a variety of what we call drinking experiences. Like I mentioned, workshops and tours, virtually and in person right now, and a variety of the things that basically help people understand the ins and outs of sustainable spirits, consciously drinking, but having a really fun time, and you get to drink too.
Yeah, there you go. What do you think would be like for somebody that is interested in beginning to drink more sustainably? What would be like one of the first steps that they can take?
I think it's just looking into, doing a little background check on your bars, maybe your local bars that you like to frequent or some that you're interested in checking out and seeing what their cocktail menu and their cocktail program is all about, local spirits and maybe even some of your, tried and true favorite spirits that you have in your home bar, and just doing a little background check, seeing what they're up to, seeing what their, what their sustainable policies are, and if they're doing anything to implement sustainable practices in their business. You might be surprised, because more and more, a lot of these brands are, and that's really cool. And then I think it's also, if you're making drinks at home, shop local, source from your farms and your local gardens and organically, and just choose quality ingredients every time.
Yes. Amazing. So kind of just wanted to see if there's anything else that you'd like our listeners to know, either about you, about your business, about sustainable practices outside of the alcohol industry, anything that you do in your own life that you can suggest to them.
I think to the takeaway is essentially just to remember that conscious drinking is a thing. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know more, then find me. I'm here to help you.
Yes.
But I know it might seem kind of like radical to some, and some people just can't quite wrap their minds around it. But I think the more that we collectively investigate and also, make it a point to require the best, ask for the best quality drinking experience, the best quality product, then sustainability only stands to advance in the beverage industry and, in general and beyond. So, I'm just excited to be a part of helping advance that movement here in my hometown of San Diego and hopefully everywhere.
Yeah. Beautifully said. I love that. Require the best. That is exactly right. I just wanted to thank you so much for being here today. It has been a pleasure learning more about your passion for sustainable beverage consumption. You can find The Beverage Botanist and Garden to Glass Tips on Instagram at The Beverage Botanist and online at TheBeverageBotanistSD.com. All of the resources and brands mentioned on today's podcast will be linked for your reference. And until next time, I'm Liz Murphy, sending you sustainability love from San Diego.
Thanks, Liz.
Sustainability is Sexy is a nonprofit organization located in San Diego, California, focused on inspiring and driving innovation within our community to create real change. Learn more at sustainabilityissexy.org and find out how you can be involved.